economics focus. Drain or gain. Poor countries can end up benefiting when their brightest citizens emigrate.
When people in rich countries worry about migration, they tend to think of low-paid incomers who compete for jobs as construction workers, dishwashers, or farmhands. When people in developing countries worry about migration, they are usually concerned at the prospect of their best and brightest decamping to Silicon Valley or to hospitals and universities in the developed world. These are the kind of workers that countries like Britain, Canada and Australia try to attract by using immigration rules that privilege college graduates. Lots of studies have found that well-educated people from developing countries are particularly likely to emigrate. By some estimates, 2/3 of highly educated Cape Verdeans live outside the country. A big survey of Indian households carried out in 2004 asked about family members who had moved abroad. It found that nearly 40% of emigrants had more than a high school education, compared with around 3.3% of all Indians over the age of 25. This brain drain has long bothered policymakers in poor countries. They fear that it hurts their economies, depriving them of much-needed skilled workers who could have taught at their universities, worked in their hospitals, and come up with clever new products for their factories to make. Many now take issue with this view. Several economists reckon that the brain drain hypothesis fails to account for the effects of remittances, for the beneficial effects of returning migrants, and for the possibility that being able to migrate to greener pastures induces people to get more education. Some argue that once these factors are taken into account, an exodus of highly skilled people could turn out to be a net benefit to the countries they leave. Recent studies of migration from countries as far apart as Ghana, Fiji, India, and Romania have found support for this brain gain idea.